Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Destiny Empowerment Hour, the show that inspires, informs, educates, and ignites the hearts and minds of people globally to pursue their purpose and embrace their destiny.
Destiny Empowerment.
Internet land. Good morning, guys. I know it seems like forever since you've heard my voice. Ha, not really, since we were just on last night. I know this is a different for a lot of our listening audience. You're like, Sharice, what's going on? You're doing a morning show? Really? Yes, we could not pass up this phenomenal opportunity to have the special guest that we have with us today. I promise you guys, it is a treat. If you are a movie buff like me who love good movies, but not only good movies, but good movies based on true stories, you're going to love our next guest just kind of telling it like it is and, you know, telling the truth behind this story. So I can't wait to introduce you to our guest and tell you what we got going on with that. But before we do, you know what time it is. That's right. Whoop, whoop. It is announcement time. So thank you, everyone that listened to the show last night. We had unprecedented numbers of people that listened live to our show, and even those that went back in the archives. I was looking at the numbers this morning, and I am really blown away. Thank you for continually to support Destiny Empowerment Hour and all of our endeavors and all that we do. You know our goal and my heart's desire is to provide a platform for men and women who have truly decided to go forth and embrace that inner gift, that inner talent, that purpose that's been placed on the inside of them, to be able to share that with the world, to have a platform to be able to say, hey, here I am, this is my business, this is what I'm doing, this is how I'm changing society, this is how I'm changing the world, this is how I'm leaving a legacy. So I'm humbled and I'm honored to be able to have a platform to be able to do that with. And last night, you guys showed up in volume. So thank you. We had Shalonda Williams, also known as Coach Treasure, on the show talking about her endeavor, Love Walk Outreach, a phenomenal, phenomenal endeavor. If you did not catch last night's show, make sure you go into the archives. Check it out. Some really good information. If you want to donate to the cause of what she's doing to help the homeless, to help single parents that are living in shelters, go to the website, lovewalkoutreach.com, and click on the donate button and make sure you give back to a good cause. Remember we said last night, giving back is not always, you don't always have to give money if you don't have money. What do you have? Use what's in your hands. What resource do you have? Your time, your talent. Who do you know that can be a blessing? So sometimes it may not be what you can give, but you may be connected to someone that can make a difference in someone else's life. So make sure you go over and you do that for me. So what do we have going on? Well, I shared last night of our upcoming Recreating You events. We kicked off here in Dallas in January. Phenomenal workshops, power workshops with our serial entrepreneurs, with those that are looking to leave corporate America, go into business, and for the power couples. What a great time we had. But we are getting ready to hit the road. That's right. Greensboro, North Carolina, we are coming to you March 6th and 7th. Cherry Hill, New Jersey, look for us March 20th and 21st. Brooklyn, New York, we will be in the building March 27th and 28th. And you know, guys, I got to take it back home. That's right. Fort Lauderdale, Florida, South Florida, Miami. I'm calling out all of you guys, Hollandale, Miami, Norland, everywhere in South Florida. I'm calling you out. be in the building April 24th and 25th. I'm really excited. Providence, Rhode Island, you have sent us a request and asked me to bring this phenomenal event to your group of young people, your group of college students. So we will be in Providence, Rhode Island, June 6th. I'm excited about what's happening in this season, what's happening with Destiny Empowerment as a company. And for those that follow us on Facebook, I know you've gotten the invite already. I was up till 3:30 in the morning working on it. My travel agent got back with me. So Recreating You 2016, we've already planned the retreat. We will be going to Montego Bay, Jamaica for 4 days and 3 nights full of fun, work, and building relationships. This is going to be an opportunity where we're able to teach you what social entrepreneurship is all about, community collaborations, building those power couples, power networks, helping you in your business, providing you with the tools, the tips, and the resources for you to be successful in your endeavors. And we're going to have fun while doing it. How exciting is that? So I don't want to hear the excuses, well, oh, I can't go, I don't have a passport. You have 14 months to prepare for this trip. That's more than enough time to get your passport, to get on a payment plan, and to meet us there. Now, this retreat is for the serious entrepreneur. This is for the serious man and woman, the serious power couple that's ready to stop playing small and that's ready to start playing in the big leagues. This event is for you. So go over to our Facebook page and get more information. I'll be posting it to the website by later on this week, so you'll be able to go on the website and get more information as well. That website is destinyempowerment.com, so make sure you go over there to get more information. But in the meantime, you can go over to our Facebook page or our event page and get more information in regards to the event as well. So I'm really excited about that. I'm looking for a massive, massive turnout, a great time with some great people. Now, we're getting ready to go to a brief commercial break because I want to come back and I want to spend as much time talking with our special guests as we have. And let me just warn you, we've been the past couple of shows, we've been having some problems with Blog Talk Radio where in the middle, it'll just cut me off. So I'm preparing my guests now that if it happens, just bear with me. I'll call right back into the show and we'll keep the party rolling. Why? Because we don't let one little hiccup, one little situation stop what we're going to do. So before we go on a break, let me tell you who I have with me today, guys. Y'all ready? I know you're ready. Are you sitting down? Okay. Sit down. Hold on to your seats. Listen, we have the writer, director, and producer. For those that are in Dallas, this is going to hit home to you. For those of you that are movie buffs or that are football fans and you're really into high school football, this is going to hit home for you. We have the writer, director, and producer of the movie that's being released this year, Carter High. That's right. Mr. Arthur Jordan Muhammad is with us on Destiny Empowerment Hour. I don't know if you guys are excited as I'm excited. I remember seeing the advertisement on Facebook and all of that good stuff when they were looking for people to be in the movie. And I was like, oh, my calling to be an actress is finally here. And then I, you know, whatever happened, I didn't go and I didn't audition and Vivica got my role. I'm just kidding. Vivica Fox, anybody know me, know I love myself some Vivica. I think she's a phenomenal person and cannot wait to see this film. But it provided a lot of opportunity for those that were in the Dallas-Fort Worth area to be a part of a great project to set the story straight. So this particular movie, if you don't know a lot about Carter High is basically the long-awaited true story of the 1988 Carter High Cowboys, the most feared high school football team in Texas state history. It is the Carter High story that inspired Friday Night Lights. But you know, on Friday Night Lights, they painted the Carter Boys to be these big, vivacious, you know, boys. And Arthur comes back, and he's going to set the record straight. Many great things, so I'm so excited to have him with us. He's a multi-talented award-winning director who was recently honored as a writer for his screenplay Carter High at the 2009 Cinema City International Film Festival Screenwriters Award in Los Angeles. And also He's done some other great things as well. His first feature, Solitaire, also won Best Film in the Dallas Black Film Festival and went on to be distributed by Maverick Entertainment. Author has had to learn just about every facet of making a film, from writing, shooting, editing, directing, scoring, and producing. Now, that alone right there excites me. And if you've been following the show, you know why it excites me. Because for a person to say, okay, I'm going to make a film about this, he took the time to go and learn everything he needed to learn in order to become an expert in his field or to be able to produce quality stuff. And that's so important, because a lot of times we have these bright ideas that, oh, I'm going to go do this, and you've not done the research, you've not done the homework, you've not put the work to make it the best that you can be. So when I read stuff like that, it truly excites me, because it shows me the level of passion and the seriousness behind that person. So I cannot wait to introduce you to this phenomenal gentleman that's on our phone lines. Give me one moment. We're going to go to a brief commercial break. Why? Because we got to pay our bills, guys. We'll be right back from this brief commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to the writer, director, and producer, Mr. Arthur Jordan Muhammad. Keep your radios locked right here. Your internet, don't move your mouth. If you're on the phone lines, don't click over unless you're calling someone and telling them that if you're missing today's show, you need to call in and you need to listen now. If you need to listen over the phone lines, you can do that at 646-564-9774. If you're listening over the internet, please go repost, retweet, reshare today's show and have someone listen to our show. We'll be right back.
Have you ever thought about having your own TV show? Have you dreamed of helping thousands of women in one setting? Then it's time to call the Christian Women's Network TV. From drama shows to talk shows to promoting ministry or business through commercials, the Christian Women's Network TV has altered the course of how we view TV. Call today to find out how you can be a vital part of this growing network. For more information, please call 855-552-7446. Or visit us at www.watchcwn.com. The Christian Women's Network TV, the network where women matter. Lynette Appling Ministries is dedicated to helping women from around the world understand their destiny and purpose through developing an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. Lynette Appling is a preacher, teacher, international author, entrepreneur, gifted psalmist, and humanitarian. Her message of empowerment has cultivated and changed millions of women's lives around the world. To get her newest release, Women Define, Breaking Free from Emotional Torment book, and other products, or to have Lynette Appling at your next event, please go to www.lynetteapplingministry.org or call 330-284-8583. Again, the number is 330-284-8583.
With your host, your homegirl, that's right, none other than Sharice Riley. I'm excited about today's interview. We have with us today the writer, director, and producer of Carter High, Mr. Arthur Jordan Muhammad. We're going to be talking about his upcoming movie release, Carter High. There's so much about this movie that I cannot wait to dig into and cannot wait to have him share without giving away too much. We want to just talk just enough to make sure that we pack out the movie theaters when this movie is released, that we show up by numbers and by droves to, you know, to really make this successful. So I want to introduce to some, present to others, our guest of the hour, Mr. Arthur Jordan Muhammad. Welcome, sir, to Destiny Empowerment Hour.
Welcome, Charisse, and thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. You know, I was sharing with him before the show, I was thanking him for the impromptu meeting because we, you know, it was like 2 days ago I was told, oh, you're doing an interview with him. And I'm like, wait a minute. I don't have enough time to promote. And he was thinking that, oh, no, you're going to get information in 2 days. But I'm so glad that it worked out. As you heard me say, I've been following a little bit of the story. I'm not originally from Texas, but I'm a huge football fan. I mean, grew up in South Florida, and during that time in the 80s when Carter High was, you know, making a big name for itself, you know, I'm in Florida with Michael Irvin. Our families are extremely close, and, you know, so I've been around football basically all of my life. So something that I love, something that I'm passionate about, I cheered, anything that had to do with football, I was there. So to hear that you were making a movie, and you didn't make this movie based on the standpoint of a story that you heard or someone, you know, presented this screenplay to you and you decided, okay, that'll be a good first movie for me. This is something you actually lived out yourself. You were a part of in some capacity. So I want to kind of start and just really jump right in and share with our listening audience a little bit as to who you are and your history with Carter High.
Okay. I know you said writer, director, producer. I'm actually one of the executive producers. So I just want to give a few props out to other people. The producers was Kelly Gray and Ty Walker and also Greg Ellis.
And if you follow football,
he's the other executive producer along with myself. So, you know, it takes a team to kind of like make this thing happen. So we had a really good team. And we got it done. So my involvement, actually, like you said, I went to Carter during that time period, and I was a junior that particular year. And we, you know, had a very eventful particular year in 1988, 1989. Right. And we eventually was able to continue and win state. And that was basically it. I know what kind of like the story behind it was we was in the playoffs or going into the playoffs, and eventually we was kicked out. We found out like a few days before that we was about to, you know, start the playoffs that we had been disqualified. So last minute, our parents ended up, with the help of Royce West, who's now a Texas senator, filed an injunction to continue to allow us to play that particular weekend. Next weekend, the same thing. We on a bus, and we're told, get off the bus. We've been disqualified again. Then we find out later that day, well, you're back in, but we get to play tomorrow, not today. So being 16, 17, 18 years old, going through that, you know, in and out, in and out, in and out, and it's kind of like what you live for. It was a very eventful time, and me and some of the guys were sit around and say, man, somebody need to make a movie about this. And this is before I actually, you know, knew that this was my purpose as far as filmmaking. It's always been a dream to make this particular movie. And when Friday Night Lights came out, I saw it as a bigger opportunity, even though I wrote my screenplay before the movie came out.
Right.
But, you know, everything happened in its right time, so I think now is our time.
I totally agree with that. Now, did you feel like Friday Night Lights was a slap in the face to the Carter boys, or do you feel like that actually gave it, because Friday Night Lights came out before the official release of the true story of Carter High, do you feel like Friday Night Lights may have now set the bar for this movie to come out, or do you feel like it kind of damaged Carter's reputation?
Yeah, I think that, yes, because see, that's one thing about images, and one of the main reasons why I feel that filmmaking is bigger than just entertainment. That's why it's called show business, and it's not called business show.
That's
because
right.
The show comes first.
Yes.
And then you don't have business without a good show. So Hollywood have a tendency of creating images in presenting images, not just to the United States. These images are projected throughout the world. So for me, knowing that as a filmmaker and then to see that movie and then knowing that I was actually a student and a football player on this team that you presented to the world to look like thugs and, you know, perms in their hair and bandanas and grown-looking men in this particular movie, I was like, wow, that is a slap in the face.
Right.
And then in knowing, you know, how powerful those images can be to people that don't know the true story. You know, they take it as it is because you're presenting Friday Night Lights as a true story.
Right.
So you're saying this is a true story, and then you present a group of people to look and act a certain way. That carries a very heavy weight. So
it does.
You know, I think Carter High will give a better perspective and true perspective on that particular season and that particular team.
Okay, I think that's great because and when I look at Friday Night Lights, you know, I re-looked at it after seeing you guys releasing, you're getting ready to release the Carter High movie and it being a true account. And when I found out that Friday Night Lights was supposedly loosely based on Carter High, I went back and I looked at it and I was like, wow. I was like, basically, you know, Carter was portrayed as big monsters and they were basically dehumanized. You know, against
right.
the majority of a Caucasian team. Like, you know, so I was so glad that you guys, you know, your team decided to come together and finally, you know, change people's perception, not only of your teammates, but of the school, to bring forth true accounts of what was really going on at that time, and so on and so forth. So is that what you're trying to accomplish with bringing this to the big screen, or are there other things that you and your team that work, you and the other group of producers and executive producers, as well as I see that some of the, you know, the different characters, some people that are part of it were actually a part of what was going on during that time. Do you have other agendas as well of bringing this to the big screen?
The main agenda, of course, like I said, I wrote this screenplay years and years ago. So, you know, ultimately, it was just to tell the story. But the closer we got and the more we got involved, I started to see just with what's going on with the justice system, what's going on with these young athletes, what's going on in the world right now, how timely Carter High the movie is right now. And I think ultimately, what it's going to do, my hope and prayer is that it helps some of these young athletes know that you only can possibly have one choice, that the best choice that you can make. You know,
that's
so
right.
Sometimes they veer off, or we veer off as young teenagers, and you think you can make a choice and a decision, and it's not going to affect you. But every choice and decision leads you in a certain direction, and
yes.
don't take your life and the talents that God has given you for granted, because you don't know that particular choice can be the one that leads you into a direction that can be very negative. So that's ultimately what the reason why now I want to really push this story and hope that a lot of people get behind it and, you know, help the young generation.
You definitely have our support. I think that is absolutely phenomenal. You just said a mouthful, and that's my heart cry. I tell people that I feel like I say that exact thing about 100 times a day. You know, one decision, it may seem good at the time, but it's not the best decision, and that one decision can literally alter the course of your life, you know.
Right.
So you have to kind of really look at things, and we live in the world of we've been in this world, I remember since I was a kid, this microwave mentality where we want it quick. We want it. Sitting one day and I was thinking about that concept and I was like, wow, you know, yeah, the microwave, you know, if I put something in the microwave, I can get it done quick. But there's a couple of different variables to that. If I put it in the microwave 30 seconds too short, it can be underdone and it can cause me to get sick. If I put it in there for 30 seconds too long, I can completely burn it and ruin it. But even if I put it in there at its perfect time, it comes out perfectly cooked, and I'm eating it, what I don't realize is happening is all of the radiation that is going into the food from the microwave, I'm now ingested in my system. So even though I got an immediate gratification, what I also brought onto myself is long-term effects that's going to show up down the line. And it's the same way with choices that we make. We make choices for immediate gratification, and we don't weigh in on the long-term effects that's going to come up down the line. Because I live by the code that what you sow, that you will reap. Good or bad, good energy, bad energy, positivity, negativity, whatever you put out there in the atmosphere, in the universe, you're going to get that back, you know, good or bad, you know. So, and knowing that is so important to, you know, to have people that saying, okay, how do we make a difference? And I think with you making this movie, you know, sports back on the rise, not that it ever went away, but especially in our community, in our culture, in the African-American culture, you know, we still live in the culture to where we push our kids to feel like their only way out is through sports. So if we're going to push them that way, to have someone like yourself and your team to say, you know what, this is a great idea, you know, let's take this story and let's show them, if you're going this route, one bad decision can literally alter and change the course of your life. So I kind of want to go into that. I actually wrote some questions down. I was up literally to 3:30 this morning working on my event, but also reading up some different things on this story, some different articles that have been written about. I'm so fascinated by this. So I do understand that one of the guys, Gary Edwards, who was also portrayed in the movie, he wrote a book about his experience as a Carter boy. Now, do you see any differences between the movie and his book? And if there are differences, what are they? And did you use any of his memories from his book in the making of your film?
No, I didn't use any of the memories from his book. And the book and the movie are actually totally different.
Okay.
The book is basically was written, you know, by Gary, like you said, and from his perspective. What I did is I took this story more from Coach James' perspective.
Okay.
And, you know, because Coach James is like a icon in Texas. Matter of fact, he's in the Texas High School Hall of Fame now. And it's more or less how the decision, even though as much as he tried to gear and, you know, put the team and the players, like, in the right direction, still how this whole year affected him. I mean, he won his first state championship, high school state championship, and then you have other, you know, incidents that take place. So it's written more from that perspective, what I experienced when I was at Carter and on the team, the newspaper, and, you know, straight from transcripts and newspaper clippings. Because I wanted, you know, with Friday Night Lights being out already, I wanted to keep, even though I know it's an entertainment, I think keeping this story true to its form is the best way to, and what's best to put out into the atmosphere. Because like you said, you reap what you sow. So I want to sow truth into the atmosphere with this particular film and keep it as true as I possibly can, even so much that I use archive footage just to remind the people as they're watching this movie, wow, these are real people. This is about someone that really, and it really happened. This is the real team when you see the archive footage of the team. It's not a set design and actors inside those uniforms. This is the real team that you're looking at right now. So that's kind of how the direction I took Carter High.
Wow. That's, you know, I'm like, see, now you got all my questions all over everywhere. So the next question I was going to ask is going to have to wait, because you just said something key and something powerful, and using the coach perspective and going back and telling a true account. Now, I have a question about this, because I was reading an article at 2-something this morning that was written at the beginning of this year by Jim Schulze. And I actually found this on your Carter High Facebook page. Found it extremely interesting. And he himself actually tried to produce this movie or sell this story to Hollywood mm-hmm. some years mm-hmm. back. And he was, you know, the producer was excited. He was like, oh, yeah. He took it in. And then, you know, he came back upset because he was told, we can't pitch this. It's black. The story's black. You know, and so I'm reading this. Right. I'm like, what? Like, wait a minute. He's like, you know, and this was during the time when The Cosby Show was the biggest show in TV, you know, and then mm-hmm. to even hear them say, well, yeah, we used the black family, but it was a white story. This is a black story, you know.
Right.
So why now? Why do you, what difference do you make? Do you think that the Carter High story being released now in 2015, the impact it's going to make, how it will be received? You know, because we still deal in a time where, you know, you got everything that's happening in Ferguson, that's happening in New York. You know, we're still dealing with the color issue, the racism, and, you know, being portrayed, you know, in bad light, some that we're causing ourselves, you know what I'm saying, and some that just mm-hmm. people just won't change from. But when you read articles like that, that someone was going to make this story, but they said because it was a black story, that they couldn't do it, and this was Hollywood, and you can't do this in Hollywood, and you can't put this on a screen. And we've seen people like Tyler Perry, you know, come and produce all black cast films, and they be wildly successful. What do you think the mm-hmm. difference is between back then when the Carter story was originally pitched to Hollywood compared to you guys releasing it now? What were some of the challenges, especially to gain the cast that you did? Charles S. Dutton, Vivica A. Fox, Pooch Hall. You know, you even had some locals, Greg Ellis, who I actually just recently met at an event that James Thomas for Dallas Southern Magazine did, and went to his actual studio and facility. So you have some local people that you used, but you also used an all-star cast, some A-listers as well. So how do you think that releasing the movie now is going to make a difference in Hollywood opposed to back then?
You know, if we continue to allow Hollywood to dictate the images, again, that's put out, we will mm-hmm. always be complaining about a Selma not getting properly received by the Oscars, or this image looking this way, or Empire here, or Scoundrel
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm.
And really, until Greg really said, brother Arthur, let's do Carter, because he found out I had the script. And, you know, I've been working on Greg on different projects. I wasn't going to pursue Carter. I had another screenplay, another movie that I was about to produce at that time. But when Greg gave me his word that, look, man, we're going to do this movie and we're going to put it out ourselves if necessary, that rung a bell to me. And it excited me, because now God has blessed me with a partner that has that same drive, you know, not just to produce a film, but even if we put it out theatrically ourselves, we can do that. And when the brother said that, you know, that's the route he wanted to go, now if someone comes along and want to really help, like a Lionsgate or something like that, that's fine. But we didn't go into this looking for them to even put this movie out. We went into this knowing that after we're done, we can put this movie out ourselves. And
wow.
I think if you put a clean glass next to a dirty glass, if the people are thirsty, they're going to drink from the clean glass. But if you only continue to present them a dirty glass of water and they're thirsty, that's what they're going to drink from. So we're hoping that
that's
this
powerful.
True story is going to be so clean that the people will support and they will drink from it.
That's powerful. Now, when does this movie, when is it going to release? When will we be able to see this movie? Where is it going to release at?
We're looking at November or September. Okay. We've been just gauging and looking at the best times compared to other football films when they was released. And,
mm-hmm.
and it's usually like September, right before school start, or
mm-hmm.
that November holiday season. So it'll be, God willing, either one of those months. But as we get closer and closer, of course, we will have more actual facts and, you know, get it out to the public.
So what can the public do to support this film now? How can we support it and get it, you know, have more people know about this film, kind of getting the story of Carter out there to build up that the expectancy of what's about to come? What can we do as a community, as a tribe? How can we collaborate with Utah in order to make sure that the vision that you and Greg Ellis and the other two producers worked so hard on, the cast that you had, the students that worked alongside you guys, the coach that's being portrayed in here, how can we help you?
Right now, the best thing that we can do is we have a Facebook page, and mm-hmm. you can go to it, like that Facebook page, which is Carter High, the movie, on Facebook. Also, we have an Instagram page, Carter High, the movie also, and a Twitter page. So that's very important. I know you probably know it in this day and time, it's social media.
Yes.
And the more people that we can kind of get involved now, about the time we get ready to release in September, November, we'll have a very large following. So as we begin to release the movie, that would be like a grassroots effort that can possibly help market and publicize, you know, the release dates and where the movie will be showing at. So that's ultimately what it is right now. We also have a YouTube channel and page where you can find the movie trailer and just share the page, share the trailer, and get it out as much as possible. It's like that one little pebble syndrome. You drop that one little pebble and you start that ripple. You may not see the waves that it make on the other side of the ocean, but that doesn't mean it's not making no waves over there. So just throw that little pebble out there.
Well, that's great information. I actually just logged in just now. I just followed you guys on Twitter. I also just followed you on Instagram. I already liked your page on Facebook. And what I'll do for all of our listening audience, I'll make sure I post that and I repost it on all of my social medias as well. Let's get the word out. You know, it's all about supporting. You know, it literally takes a village. And we are
right.
That village. We are our brothers and sisters' keeper. You know, I'm big on community collaborations. I'm really, really big on that. I'm big on the fact that when you see your brother or your sister doing something that's positive, that's going to affect change or that's going to help someone, then let's do our part and let's help out in any way possible to be able to help that person. So we will definitely be sharing that information with our listeners. I'll also post a link on my website that will reroute people to the Carter page to try to drive as many people there to like, to support. Because when the movie do get released at the end of this year, we definitely want it to make a big statement in Hollywood. And we've seen that it's possible. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
Tyler Perry showed us. It's possible. This is a man who went from sleeping in his car, being homeless, to now being who he is. So I'm a firm believer God doesn't have a respected person at all.
Mm-hmm.
So now I want to ask you, I kind of want to get a little personal with you, because we have people that listen to our shows all the time that say, you know, I really like that person you had on, and I'm really passionate about what it is that they do. How do I do that? So you said you found your passion in directing movies. And knowing that this is what I wanted to do, this is what I'm gifted to do. At what point in your life did you realize that this was your passion or so your calling, and how did you find yourself there doing it?
You know, I would say when I realized it was when I was in college.
Okay.
And I changed my major from advertising to cinema. But after I got more involved in it, my memory, you know, I had a memory when I was in the third or fourth grade. We had to do this little project with an action figure, and you move the arm a little bit and you take a picture, and then you move the leg a little bit, and you take a picture, and arm, leg, take a picture. And when you move it through the projector real fast, it made it look like the action figure was actually walking. And as far as my memories go back to, like, grade school, that's, like, one of my fondest, and how intrigued I was with just making that image appear to be moving. And then I remember when I was in my first job in high school, as a sophomore in high school, I was a doorman at the movie theater, Redbird Cinema 1 through 4 in Dallas. And I remember watching Do the Right Thing, like, every day. I would sneak off in the back of the theater and watch the movie and just be amazed at that film. But all of these things I experienced growing up, and also when I was born, my father bought an 8mm film camera. And back in that time, we didn't, you know, too many black families didn't have film cameras. But he bought an 8mm film camera just to for me growing up. And I remember watching some of those images and how they looked like it was like movie images, you know, because it was shot on film. So, you know, me recalling all these things, it was like God already knew before I knew that this is what I would be doing. And as I continued, you know, in college, and my first film, feature film, Solitaire, I had to wear a lot of hats. And a lot of times it was, in this film business, like I said earlier, it's a team. But at the same time, you have to have the passion, like you said, to at least know the different aspects of filmmaking.
Yes.
Because I never want to be in a situation, because a guy that actually mentored and inspired me locally in Dallas, Lerone Armstrong, he was like a real big inspiration, because Spike Lee came to speak in Arlington, UTA, one day, and he, you know, everybody wanted to talk to Spike Lee, but Spike Lee said, well, y'all actually have someone here that's making movies. It's best for you to meet somebody in your own home. And
that's right.
He brought up Lerone Armstrong. So I was like, wow. So everybody kind of like, you know, gathered to him, and I never wanted to be in a situation that I saw him in, and that is not really completed film, and not because he didn't have the passion, but he was relying on other people to do certain things that they did not fulfill. So that really stuck with me, and I was like, I never want to be in that situation. So if I needed to direct, I would direct. If I had to write, I would write. If I had to produce, I'd produce. If I had to shoot, I'd shoot. If I got to edit, I edit. I mean, because the show must go on.
Right.
So that's really what has led me to this point. And when I think you have that kind of energy, that kind of drive, you know, you will attract people with the same. And
I
then
agree.
You will have someone that can, you know, get in that lane. And I don't have to worry about that lane. I stay out that lane, and I focus on my lane. So, that's where we're at now.
You know, you're touching my little chords right there, because that's my thing. I'm going to get me a shirt. I tell you, you have to stay in your own lane. Stay in your lane. You know, there's nothing wrong with learning different aspects of a thing that you're going to be involved in, but you've got to stay in your lane. Be the expert, the subject matter expert at what you are an expert about. And there's nothing wrong with building a team. Sometimes we rely on people because we love them, or that's my friend, or they've been down with me for this long, but they're not the best person for that job. You know, we're so busy, we try to make things happen so quick, so fast, back to that microwave generation that we just recently talked about, that we'll take anything that comes our way and say, okay, well, we'll just use this until we can do better. No, you've got to let patience have its perfect work, because if it's meant for you, it's going to happen. Wait it out and wait for those right people to connect. I'm so glad that during this season that, in the making of this film, you waited for the right connections. You were able to go back to Greg Ellis, and I keep saying his name because his name is the easiest to remember out of the other two directors. So the four of you all coming together, each one of you all bringing different skill sets, you know, to the team that actually made it dynamic to be able to pull it off. So when you look at, you know, I know you've been doing this for a minute. You've been writing, you've been directing. Carter isn't your first movie that you've been working on. So how easy do you find it in doing movies, you know, and being able to bring in A-listers, or, you know, bring in those celebrities to be a part of your film, like the Vivekas and the Charles Duttons and the Pooch Halls? How, you know, as a filmmaker, what was your challenges with that? How do you get individuals like that to have a buy-in to your vision?
You know, Sharice, I teach at this little technical school sometimes, and I tell them, they ask the same question, like, how do you get started, or how do you get talent, or how you do this and how you do that? And I tell them, just like in the Bible, in the beginning was the Word. It's the same thing in filmmaking for me. In the beginning is the Word, and it's the screenplay, it's the script, it's those words that's on that paper that will attract the talent. And if you have a good screenplay, a good word, and they read it, and that, and they're passionate about what they're doing, then they will see that, and they gravitate to it. And it, and that's the first thing. The hardest thing is getting it to them, because they got the agents and the attorneys and all that kind of stuff. But if you can get past that, and they actually see it and have the opportunity to read it, and they really like it, and they see it as a possibility to even advance their career, then it's not really that hard. And I want to thank personally Vivica and David Banner and Pooch Hall and Charles Dutton for coming and lending their very valuable services to this movie.
Now, and Vivica, she's a director herself. She's direct. She's been behind the director's hat as a writer producer as well. Was she able to offer any insight to you guys that helped with the production of the movie, or did she stay more so on the acting side of the film?
You know what she did, Cherise? She stayed in her lane. She came. Vivica came to act. And that's what Vivica did. She acted.
And that's
great.
That's good, because that shows that, you know, we, a lot of times we can have this crab in a bucket mentality where we feel like, oh, well, they just doing this. I've been doing this for years, so let me come in and let me, you know. And I'm glad to hear that, because I'm telling you, Vivica, that's my girl. I love you some Vivica. So
And with actors like that, though, actors, and especially with her and Charles Dutton, even David Banner and Pooch Hall, but really you can tell, I could tell Charles Dutton and Vivica, they're very, very seasoned. So they have a way of suggesting things. And me as a director, I'm looking for the best ideal. And it may not always be mine. And if Vivica, you know, have a suggestion on whether she don't, well, let me deliver the line this way, or should I turn this way, or I think I should turn this way, hey, I'm all ears. And if it's the best thing for the shot and it doesn't change, you know, the concept of this particular scene, I move with it. So, they did that, you know, as very talented actors. They did suggest and do those type of things.
I think that's phenomenal. Now, I know the story is about, and, you know, believe it or not, I told you the show was an hour. We were going to talk 30 minutes. Do you know we have like 10 minutes left before the show's over? Time has just really flown by. But that's what happens when you have good content, you have a great person, you have great conversation. So with the film, we know, you know, it, the downfall of what happened during that time, you know, for the students, you know, kind of got into some trouble, were the original four guys, because I see them being portrayed in the movie, were they, did they have any parts in it? Did they show up? Were they there to offer any insights to the people that would play their particular role?
Yes, they did. And that was, you know, that I loved it, you know, and I loved it because I experienced it and I lived it. And I always think that, and I tell people that they are the superstars of this movie. You know, the real Derek Evans, the real Jesse Armstead, the real Keith Campbell, the real Gary Edwards, you know, these are the real people. And I tell them, get ready, man, because the people want to see y'all. They want to speak to you. They want to see you because you're the real star. And not just because what you went through, but because where you at. And that's what I try to explain to people. Yes, we did the movie, and the movie chronicles the 1988 and 1989 season. But this is 25 years later, and all of the guys that went through that are out and doing very well.
Awesome.
Not some of them, but all of them.
Awesome.
And to have that type of bounce back, you know, it's really a championship team. And I think it shows what was instilled in the players for them to not go down, but how they came back. And that's the real story, is the bounce back. You know, so like they say all the time, it must be something in the water. in Oak Cliff, because that's proof, because how many times do that happen? I mean, that they go through that, and think about this: these are 16, 17 year olds that experienced that, and they all bounce back. They all are back, and they all are doing well. I mean, that's a story.
That's phenomenal, and that within itself is inspiring. That within itself, that's empowerment at its greatest. You know,
right.
So it's great to hear that part, you know, because I wondered about that, you know, what role did they play and what are they doing now? So to hear that all four of these gentlemen, they basically, you know, I like to use the word recreate. They basically recreated their life. You know, okay, we did this happened. We were kids. We paid for that. You know, this is the path that we're on now. And we're going to be a part of this movement because we want to help other young people so that they don't make the same mistakes that we made also. I think that's absolutely phenomenal. I cannot wait. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Destiny Empowerment Hour. We've been talking to one of the producers, one of the executive producers of the Carter High movie that's going to be released later this year in 2015. Guys, make sure you go over to Facebook, like the Facebook page, facebook.com/Carter High Movie. Follow them on Twitter, Carter High Movie, Instagram, Carter High Movie. That's C-A-R-T-E-R, High Movie. Make sure you follow them and share it. Reshare the page. Tweet them. Retweet it. Get your followers to tweet. And make sure you post something on Instagram about the movie and get as many followers to this page, because that's the only way. If we come together as a community, if we come together as a village to support this movement, remember, what you sow, that you will reap. So as you're sowing into them with your time, then what will you reap back, you know, with your endeavors and what you're trying to do? This is a great cause. It's a great endeavor. It's a great movie that I honestly believe that's going to help change lives and help some young people have a different perspective or have a different outlook, even if it's just one young person that's changed, that's one less person, you know what I'm saying, going down the path. So I'm excited about that. So as we get ready to close, Arthur, what's next for you? So we know Carter isn't your first movie. We know this is what you do for a living. What's your next movie? Where can I go and audition? Can I just walk on and get the part? How do I make my acting debut? What's your next project?
I don't really know. I think it's going to be – I have a screenplay written down called The Little Voice.
Okay.
And I'm thinking that's going to be it. You know, you never know after this film come out. It may be something else, but The Little Voice – tentatively is the next film, and that's just real quick, it's about the inner voice inside and how the more you in tune with yourself and you listen to it, then it can guide you on the right path.
I need to be in that movie. That's me. I'm claiming it. No. So so if someone wants to get in touch with you, that wants to maybe be an apprentice, work alongside, glean from you, that's trying to break into writing, directing, producing, do you offer any type of mentorship programs, or do you have any information that you can share with that person that's listening of how to get their start or how to get their feet wet in the industry?
Yes, basically what we do is, like, on a Carter High project, we'll have interns and stuff to come out and assist on projects. So I'll do that. Even there's another film that I may just be DPing, probably starting in February, and that's director photography. I may just be shooting it, not actually directing it, but I'm sure we will need PAs and that type of stuff and interns to come in on a set, and basically a PA is a production assistant. And what you do is whatever they ask you to do.
Wow.
As long as it's not breaking the law, you know, go pick this up, go do this, go do that. That's kind of like what you do. But it's an opportunity to see, you know, how a movie is made and just being around that energy of filmmaking. And I have an email that they can reach me at, which is Chariot, C-H-A-R-I-O-T, P as in Paul, R-O-D as in dog, @gmail.com. So that's chariotprod@gmail.com. Or you can reach me on Facebook or Twitter.
Well, I actually just took that down because we have some things we're doing with some youth. I think that would be a really great opportunity for those that want to break in the industry. I really feel like that,
you know, experiences the best key. I always share the story that when I went to college and after, you know, working hard and getting a degree and all that, my okay, well, yeah, you got a degree, but where's your experience? How much experience do you have with this? And I remember walking away feeling, oh, my God, so I just spent all this money and all these student loans for an education of a piece of paper that really does not matter in certain arenas, you know, to really get a high-paying job. Or I got looked over promotions because I didn't have enough experience, even though I had the degree. So I always think that experience is key. So even when you're going to school or you know you want to pursue this, if you have the opportunity to work hands-on with something that you are pursuing, it gives you that experience. You're able to add it to your resume. So I think that's a great opportunity. So, guys, if you're listening to the show, if you're listening to it in the archives and you say, hey, I'm interested in that, make sure you shoot them an email. Find out how you can become a PA, production assistant, how you can get on the next film as a production assistant or help out in any way, even if you're there to help sweep up. You have to start somewhere. Don't despise small beginnings. You have to start somewhere. You want to just be in that element, be around, you know, what's going on to be able to glean and pick up some different information, and you never know how that'll catapult your career. I want to thank you so much for taking time out. I want to thank Vincent Scott also for the connection, you know, him himself being a Carter boy and, you know, being in Carter around that time. I know he graduated a year before all of that went out, but, I mean, he bleeds Carter. He bleeds Oak Cliff, like, for life. So I'm so excited. And I remember when they were talking about the movie, he was like, that's my school, you know, Carter boys, you know, whatever. So that pride, I think it's so amazing, the pride that you all have. Not only for your school, but in your community. I think it's absolutely phenomenal. So thank you for, you know, rearranging whatever you had to rearrange to join us on this morning and share. I think this was extremely insightful, and I shared in the email, I cannot wait to sit down. And now that you shared, there are other directors involved, want to have an amazing interview with you guys and have you on our magazine that we're releasing in a couple of months to also help promote the movie. I think that'll be a great way. And we're following you. Destiny Empowerment supports you. We're supporting the movie. We're supporting the movement because we want to see lives change with what you are doing. So thank you so much. One last time, any closing words, anything you want to share with our listeners?
No, ma'am. Just want to thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. So if you're listening to the show, I know we have some people on the phone lines. If you had a question or a comment, now is the time to press 1 from your phone line. Just press 1. That'll raise your hand. If you have a quick question or a quick comment for our guests and you want to come live on the air, you can do that at this time. Otherwise, you can write in your questions at info@destinyempowerment.com. We will forward them over to Mr. Arthur. And I'm going to give you all 10 seconds to press 1 from your phone lines if you have a question. If you don't have a question, we're going to go ahead and move on and get ready to close out today's show. You know, it's so important. And Mr. Arthur said so many key points in discovering your passion and, you know, going after that thing and standing your lane and going in and understanding who you have and building a team, making sure you have the right tribe that's around you to make sure that the vision that you have, that you have the proper provision. And sometimes securing that provision is making sure you have the right team, because what you bring to the table, somebody else brings something else different to the table, and that can be the very provision that you need in order to give fuel to your vision. Don't despise small beginnings. I'm so excited about the conversation that we had today, the insight and the story that's going to be told about this high school, about what they went through in the 80s, the truth finally coming out behind this story, and that it will hopefully impact some young person that watched this movie or some young person that, you know, is into sports. So make sure you go out and make sure you support, once again, facebook.com/CarterHighMovie, twitter.com/CarterHighMovie, Instagram.com/CarterHighMovie. Make sure you like them. Make sure you follow them. Make sure you tweet about it and you reshare the page. You want to support
people that are doing positive things in the community, in the lives of others. This has been Destiny Empowerment Hour. Thank you guys for taking time out of your busy day, out of your busy schedule to join us for another amazing interview. If you've missed any of today's interview, you can catch it in the archives, in our replay, in about 10 minutes after the show airs. If you have any questions for our guests, you want to be a part of his upcoming project as a PA, make sure you email him at chariotprod@gmail.com. This is Sharice Riley. We are signing off. Make sure you join us on next Sunday for our next broadcast. Go and check out our show's page to see who our special guest is. Until then, remember, the only competition you have in this life is you. You are your own competition, and that's to be a better version of yourself tomorrow than you are today. Keep living, but don't just exist in this life. Really embrace your purpose, walk in your destiny, and live the life that you were created to live. Live fearlessly, embrace love, go after the thing that you know that was meant for you to have. Stop with all of the excuses. Throw the excuses out the window and begin to actually live your life. Why? Because destiny is calling. The question is, will you answer? Until next time, guys, be blessed.